The trial of former pitching star Roger Clemens opened yesterday here in Washington. The prosecution told the jury that Clemens used steroids and human growth hormone, or HGH, to extend his career and then lied about it to Congress. Prosecutor Stephen Durham told the jury of 10 women and 2 men that the government would produce physical evidence to prove its case. The lawyer for Clemens says that evidence was faked by Clemens' one-time trainer. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
Clemens is not charged with using banned substances. Rather, it's his denial of steroid and HGH use in testimony before a House committee that could cost him his freedom. He's charged with 6 different counts of perjury, false statements, and obstructing a congressional investigation into the use of banned substances in baseball. Here he is testifying in 2008.
How do you prove a negative? No matter what we discuss here today, I'm never going to have my name restored. Let me be clear. I have never taken steroids or HGH.
That testimony was false, and he knew it, prosecutor Stephen Durham told the jury yesterday in his opening statement. Durham charged that Clemens, rather than admit his drug use, as others have done, made false statements under oath in order to preserve his reputation and his chance at being named to the Baseball Hall of Fame. The truth, said the prosecutor, is that Clemens was repeatedly injected with steroids and HGH by his trainer, Brian McNamee, who's expected to be the star witness for the prosecution. The prosecutor conceded that the jury would hear many bad things about McNamee, but Durham said the government would produce corroborating evidence for everything the trainer says. Most damning is the physical evidence, he suggested, cotton balls and needles McNamee produced to prove he injected Clemens with performance-enhancing drugs. The government had the material tested by 2 independent laboratories and found Clemens' DNA plus traces of steroids and HGH. Not found, the prosecutor said, was any evidence of lidocaine or vitamin B12, legal substances that Clemens said he was injected with. In response, Clemens' lawyer Rusty Hardin suggested that McNamee had manufactured the evidence to avoid being prosecuted himself. Federal agents told McNamee they didn't believe his denials of involvement. They told him they believed Clemens was using banned drugs, and they offered the trainer a deal if he would implicate Clemens. All roads lead to Brian McNamee, said the defense lawyer. And to put it delicately, McNamee is a liar. He totally made this stuff up. Roger Clemens' only crime was having the poor judgment to stay connected to Brian McNamee, he said. Hardin disputed the prosecution's characterization of Clemens' testimony as voluntary. Clemens' lawyers were told that if he didn't agree to testify, he would be subpoenaed, and that would leave him with only 2 choices, take the 5th and look guilty to the world, or testify. So he agreed to appear and answer questions. Roger Clemens, unless he was comatose, knew the dangers he faced in denying that he used banned substances. Hardin told the jury there was a rush to judgment on Roger that made it impossible for him to be fairly heard until he got here. The defense lawyer also contended that the prosecution's theory of the case makes little sense, since Clemens continued to pitch brilliantly for 6 years after the prosecution says he stopped using performance-enhancing drugs. Indeed, noted Hardin, it was in this period, when Clemens was in his 40s, that he won his record-setting 7th Cy Young Award. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.